Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. This hour, I'm going to be with Bert Bertonis. And he's in California. He's a patent holder. He's a radio frequency engineer. He's a degreed engineer. He has also has a master's in business administration. And I've known Bert for just under 50 years. So almost 50 years. If you've been around, it'd be 50 years. Welcome, Bert.
Welcome, Vince. Glad to be here. I don't think 50 years is a long time. I don't think it's almost that long, but time does fly.
Well, okay. Early 1970s?
Late.
No.
Late, well, mid.
Well, you're talking graduation dates. I'm talking, you know, like freshman year.
Yeah. Boy, man, time, hard to believe, because I feel like we're still there someday.
If we were still there, we'd be in the Hooskow.
And I don't know if they're having classes there or not, but, man, what a crazy year this has been.
You're absolutely right. So I understand that you were going to interview me today rather than me ask you questions. Is that right?
You are correct. So, I think a lot of your listeners would appreciate learning how this show came about. You know, I think you have a little bit different radio show because you're not out there necessarily talking, about the news of the day. Obviously, you touch on it. It affects us in every way. But you're focused on really helping the listener and how they can improve their lives. So that's something a little different, and I think a lot of your listeners would appreciate learning how this came about. You know, how did you end up doing this every weekday morning? And I guess my first question is, you know, when was the first time you went on the air? I believe it was subbing in for something else, which is how a lot of people started on radio. And, you know, tell us about that day and how it evolved.
Well, radio, I've always been interested in radio, and I know you have, and you built a radio transmitter when you were in high school and broadcast it in the local area.
By the way, what's the statute of limitations on that?
Well, I'm sure it's expired, so I don't think anyone is going to come after anybody who broadcasted low power AM or FM, you know, back in the 1960s, 70s, for example. So I don't think that's of any concern. But, and low power AM and FM is legal. You know,
We were a tad over that. I think it was 100 milliwatts was legal.
No, it's yeah, that's right. 100 milliwatts is legal, right?
Yeah, we were, let's say, a couple of log points past that.
Yeah. Well, it helps the signal go farther, and the antenna height helps too. But it also is measured by the FCC in effective radiated power. So watts is one thing, and how it's measured out, you know, and how it's received is another thing. So, so I've been interested in radio for a long time, but what I was not interested in is public speaking. So in elementary school, high school, university, I did everything I could to avoid public speaking. And when we were in school together, you know that I didn't take any public speaking classes because I was allergic to that. So that being said, I've always been interested in preparedness. And let me give you an example. And let me ask you a question. So when you make hamburgers, when you buy beef and you make hamburger patties, did anything that I've ever done influence how you make hamburger patties?
Actually, Vince, it was my mom. And if you want to talk food, that hamburgers, barbecued hamburgers, are my specialty. I think a little bit you, but it's really a recipe passed down from my mom growing up. And my barbecued hamburgers are delicious.
I'll give you a hint.
It's the onion.
Mm-hmm. I know that, but that's not specifically what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is when we used to go to the store and buy food for those of us who were living together, you know, the three guys, for example, we would buy ground beef in a large container, and then we would make hamburger patties when we came back to our living quarters. That's what I'm talking about. Buying in bulk, making hamburger patties, putting them in the freezer, and then we'd have them for use later on. That's what I'm talking
absolutely.
About.
And by the way, one of these days we should tell that bacon story.
Well, let's talk about it off the air before we talk about it on the air. So anyway, what I'm saying is I've always been interested in preparedness. And when Bert and I were roommates, I would select a large package of ground beef, and we would come back to our living quarters and university housing, and we would make hamburger patties, flatten them out, put them in the freezer, and we'd have them for a couple weeks. And so we saved money doing that. And so I have always been like this. I have, and I'm talking about from the 70s. I haven't changed. And what I wanted to do was I believed that the world was going to change. I believe that this pandemic that we are now in, the corona panic that we are now in, was coming. But I didn't know if it was going to be an electromagnetic pulse. I didn't know if it was going to be a grid down situation. I didn't know if it was going to be a war. I didn't know what it was, but I believed it was coming. And so here it is. So I thought that I'd like to share some of these ways of doing things the way we do them with other people, especially my outlaws and my in-laws and, you know, blood relatives. But I couldn't really get too much interest. And no one was really interested in buying more, you know, more baked beans, more paper towels, you know, having an extra tube of toothpaste or, you know, baking soda for toothpaste. They weren't interested. And I got nowhere. So I thought, well, what we could do, or what I could do, is have a preparedness kind of an expo and share those thoughts, but have other people come and say the things that are kind of like what I say, and get a whole bunch of people together, provide seminars, very low cost, break even, you know, not have an expo to make money, but just to cover the costs. And in order to do that, in order to attract people, including my in-laws and outlaws, I needed to have some advertising. So what kind of advertising? It'd be radio, television, posters, you know, handbills, you know, those kinds of things, newspaper. And so I went to a radio station. It was the little radio station in Springfield, Missouri, and met with the manager. There were a couple of us involved. And the manager was so impressed with this concept that he said, I'll give you a radio show once a week, 1 hour a week. And it was terrifying to me because I'm allergic to public speaking.
Now, well, was this before you did the first advertisement, or was it after you'd already started putting a few advertisements for the Preparedness Expo on the air?
No, this was before. This was in preparation for Expo number one. This was in preparation for that. So it was an offer that was kind of hard to turn down. So I was willing to do that. And the reason I wanted to go to the small radio station was to learn how it works before going to a big radio station. Really, what I wanted to do was buy advertising, you know, commercial time, have, you know, commercials. But I didn't know how radio commercials worked. I didn't know if they're 15 seconds, 30 seconds, who writes them, who produces them, whose voice you use, how much it costs, how much, you know, a 30-second spot is, how much a one-minute spot is, placement of the spots, you know, how that all worked, I didn't know. So I had to learn. So we started with the small radio station first. And after broadcasting, let's say, for a couple of weeks, the big radio station wanted us. So off I went to the big radio station. And I did 2 years, 5 days a week, 1 hour. And so that was part of the promotion for the expo. But I've been a complete failure in terms of getting my relatives, in-laws and outlaws, to come to the expo. No one's come. Not one. Not one of my in-laws or outlaws has ever expressed any interest at all in coming to the expo. So in those terms, I've been a complete failure at making that happen. But what did happen was I began teaching classes on the radio. It wasn't infomercials. It was how to do things. The same kind of things that we teach right here, right now. And we started bringing more and more people in to, you know, instructors, you and a whole bunch of others. And that's how radio started. The reason for it was I wanted to teach people how to get through what I believed was going to be a mess, a catastrophe, a pandemic, if you will, like what we're going through. And what happened was, when this pandemic hit, the corona panic, those are my words, corona panic. When that hit, immediately you couldn't get flour, yeast, toilet paper, paper towels, latex gloves, a whole bunch of things you did evaporated almost immediately from the store shelves. The supply chain broke. And that's what I fully expected, and that's what I wanted to teach people how to prepare themselves for. And that's the whole purpose of this. And as you mentioned, USA Prepares doesn't sell anything. We don't have an agenda other than getting people better able to cope with and survive this mess that we are in. Because we saw this coming. But one of the things that I get wrong often is timing. I expect it's going to happen sooner than it does. And it usually happens later than I expect it to happen. So here we are, and that's USA Prepares in a nutshell. All of us are volunteers. Nobody gets paid. Genesis Communications Network is kind enough to allow USA Prepares to broadcast without charging us. They don't charge us. And it costs them money to have us on the air. It does. It costs them engineering time. It costs them equipment. You know, internet, all those office expenses, all that, it is expensive. And they do it because I believe they like our message. We show up on time. We don't cause problems, you know, technical problems for them. And we do what we say we're going to do. And they like us. And so they provide this opportunity for us to share our message. So maybe they can sell commercial time on USA Prepares. I hope they can. And the commercials that you do hear on Genesis Communications Network are theirs. We don't get any of that revenue, none. We'll be right back with Bert Bertone. He's asking me why we do what we do here at USA Prepares.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Jonas is with us, and he's interviewing me. And Bert, I just wanted to mention, back to those hamburger patties for just a second. So, that little technique, that's something that's in my book, my unfinished, unpublished, unavailable, not-for-sale book that I've been writing. That's one of the tips about how I do things and how our family does things. And so that technique of buying beef in bulk, the kind of beef that you want, making your own hamburger patties, freezing them, has enabled you to save about 25% versus the cost of buying those preformed discs of beef that are in the, you know, the refrigerated section of the meat department of the supermarket. So for almost 50 years, you've been able to save 25% of the cost of hamburgers. It's as simple as that, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So, so Vince, it's a very interesting story. So can you give the listeners an example of, and I know you get a lot of feedback and listeners call in and tell you stories. Can you give us an example of someone you helped who listened, you know, either went to one of the preparedness expos or was listening to one of your guests on your show, and what might have touched their lives and helped them in something that subsequently happened to them because of listening to USA Prepares?
Well, that's really difficult, because I believe I've been an abject failure. Now, let me give you an example. So I got a communique email from someone who was listening to USA Prepares, and they said, hey, you know, we have been listening to you, and we've been listening to this other guy on another network. And we want to move from the Southwest to Missouri. And we'd like to come out there and meet with you, meet with him, and get your thoughts on buying a farm? I said, sure, I'd be glad to do it. And this was several years ago. And I said, if you're serious, I'll do it, and I'll spend a day with you. No charge. Absolutely no charge. No hidden agenda. I'll show you our farm. I'll show you what you should look for. I'll drive you around in my vehicle, and I'll show you what works, what doesn't work, mistakes, and costs. I'll tell you what things cost. And so I spent the day. Mrs. Finelli spent part of the day with us. It was a husband and wife team. And my final recommendation to them is to do what we did, and that was, don't buy someone else's house on a farm. Buy the land and make your own mistakes. Build your own house. Look for lower taxes. Get away from lots of high-density population areas. Go rural, low taxes, less government help, meaning no one snooping to check you out. Less government help in terms of restrictions, building codes, building inspections, that kind of thing. And so I said that I would, the only thing I would like in return is whatever you decide to do, I'd like you to come on the air with us and tell us what went into the decision that you made, what you saw, what you liked, what you didn't like, and why you did what you did. And maintain privacy. They didn't have to tell us exactly where they bought, etc.
Well, what was wrong with that?
Nothing that I can think of. But what happened was they didn't do it. They listened to another guy, the other guy who's on another network. He's a little older than I am. And they listened to his advice. They bought an old, run-down farmhouse that needed lots of work in an area with higher taxes and higher population density. They spent more money, and they got less for it, and they never called in. So what I'm saying is I've been trying to teach people how to do it, and I've been a failure at doing it. There was a property a couple miles down the road from us. And you've been on our road, just, let's say, 5 miles away or less. It was 1 square mile, 640 acres. And we were going to sell it at about $1,200, $1,300, $1,400 per acre. And it had an entrance. It had infrastructure. It had everything you could possibly want. And it was already divided into 20-acre parcels. And I could only get a few people just remotely interested.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence is in Georgia Friday to campaign with Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, the Republican incumbents. The bus tour will take them through Canton and Gainesville. Carl Rove on Fox, working with the Republicans, takes a look at what's at stake for conservatives in the Georgia Senate runoffs the first week of January.
If we don't control, have a Republican majority in the U.S. Senate, then they're going to have, as you said earlier, a clear path to this nutty agenda, get rid of the 60-vote rule, and pass every nutty nostril spectrum and lock in a governing Democratic left majority for decades to come.
Democrat challengers are John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. A rapper who said he was making a tribute to legendary New York City hip-hop group Wu-Tang Clan was recorded shooting a flamethrower from atop of an occupied city bus. The video shot in Brooklyn earlier this month gained national attention after the police union used it as an example of New York City becoming less safe. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Arizona Cardinals travel to the Emerald City and put on a great show as the Seattle Seahawks take away the win 28-21. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson in his postgame report with the NFL Network.
Man, I always sing in the middle of the game, and it just keeps me poised, it keeps me neutral. But, you know, we had a great game. I think, obviously, Kyler's made some great plays this season. Obviously, them coming off a Hail Mary last week, you know, I've seen that before. You know, I go back to my college days with Kirk Cousins, and then the next week, Ohio State. So, you know, it gets you a little bit nervous. But, we played a great game. Obviously, Carlos Dunlap making that last play. That's why we brought him here. A huge, huge addition, key play. We ran the ball extremely well today. We threw it well. We made our plays, and it was great. Well, I thought we ran the ball extremely well. Yeah. That always helps, you know, when we have great running backs. Obviously, Carlos Hyde's been a 1,000, you know, plus rusher for several times, I believe, and just has done so many things for us. Obviously, DJ Dallas has been good for us all year when he stepped in. We're excited to get Chris Carson back here soon, and, you know, it always helps. I think our receivers have been spectacular. Our offensive line protected extremely well. They do so many things with their pressure packages, and I thought we handled it really well, and we were prepared. We were ready to go. Coach Scheide called a great game, and we were locked in, zoned in. DK Metcalf going off, making some plays, and Tyler Lockett, once again, is so clutch. For us to be able to play such great defense like that, Bobby was on the field, Jamal, Carlos, so many guys made so many plays. It was a great game, and we really coached up well, and it was a huge win, our first win at Lumen Field.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you've got your
take my
when you go
to
the
for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
After mentioning it, discussing it for 3 months on the air, that people would be interested in buying, you know, a 2, 3, 5, 10, 20 acre parcel for, you know, between roughly $1,000 and $1,500 an acre. It had roads were in, it had ponds, streams, it had an area for houses, it had an area for an automotive shop, a school, businesses, barns. It was all there. Everything was there. It was defendable. Taxes would be about roughly $25 a year on each one of the parcels. And, you know, we didn't have anyone who was not one person who was serious about, you know, buying a piece of it. And so I tried that about a year ago. again, a couple hundred acre piece, $1,500 an acre. Prices have changed. And it was a Plan B location. So if you're concerned about what might happen and you want a Plan B location and you could have it all ready, we would have some barns, we'd have a workshop for farming, we'd have half of the 200 acres would be for everyone to, not necessarily, I won't use the word share, but use for growing produce, farming, grazing animals, that kind of thing. And the other would be for living. And for $1,500, you could buy 1 acre. You could own it. There'd be some restrictions. You just couldn't do anything with it. It had to be commensurate with the goals of the, of we'll call it the village. And only one person was remotely interested in that. So I would say that was an abject failure as well. So I've had way more failures than I've had successes.
Well, we all learn.
And I guess to... yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I probably am the most fired person on radio. I've been fired from every single radio outlet I've been on except one, and that's the one we're on right now. Genesis has never said anything but kind words to me, has never done anything to try to alter, influence, or change our message. That's Genesis Communications Network, the network we're on now. Other than that, I've been fired from every other outlet, every single one. So
let me ask
success
you
this, is then. Yeah.
I know you're not doing the preparedness expos anymore. Given that we're in a whole nother world now, and things have changed, do you think when the pandemic subsides, you might consider having a expo again, maybe with some renewed interest?
No. And I'll tell you why. It is exceedingly difficult to have an expo. And I'll tell you why. Because even the people who profess to be preparedness experts can't seem to plan. So here's how it works. So let's say you want to find a venue. Most of the venues are owned either by the city government, the county government, or a combination of city-county, because no one else can afford those kinds of venues. So they have them. And they are booked typically about a year, 9 months to a year in advance. So if you find the venue and you negotiate pricing, let's say it costs you $10,000 to have a venue. You say, okay, I'll put a deposit on the venue, and I'll start contacting exhibitors. You call up the exhibitors and you say, hey, here's the venue, here's what we're going to be doing, and would you like to be part of it? Well, I don't know. Okay, when do you think you'll know? Call me 30 days before the event and I'll let you know. That's how it goes. So you've got this venue, you're on the hook for it, you've got to advertise it before, way before 30 days before the event, and you don't even know who's going to show up. So because of the lack of preparedness, the lack of conscientiousness of the exhibitors who pay for probably half of the cost of the event, you can't count on them. Some of them don't even show up. So some of them will say, I'll pay you when I get there. And so because of their inability to commit, I'm not willing to commit, which is exactly what happened with that 640 acres, and it's exactly what happened with the 200 acres. Okay, I mean,
what about
there
doing
plenty
a
of people,
virtual event on using Zoom or Jitsi?
Well, you know, Bert, believe it or not, I don't have an interest anymore. My interest that I had got up and left. So what I am interested in doing is what I'm doing right now with you. I'm interested in broadcasting because it's really simple. I don't have to depend on a lot of people. I don't have to depend on, let's say, 100 exhibitors or more. I don't have to do that. I just depend on you. And I just depend on Kathy or Sharon or Kyle or John Reagan or, you know what I'm saying? It's Rich Sheeman, Norm Shealy.
So you are doing the same thing in a sense, but each show you highlight an individual guest with an individual topic, whether it be, you know, organic fertilizer or best tomatoes to grow or housing construction.
That's right. That's exactly right. And here's, you know what I, as I mentioned earlier in this hour, I was allergic to public speaking. I'm not allergic to it anymore. After almost 10 years of this, my allergy, got up and left. So what I used to do is I used to have this concern that the instructor would not show up. So let's say, for example, I would have an instructor on, let's say, a Friday. What I would do in the past, I'm talking years ago, is I would contact them 2 weeks before, a week before, still good, 3 days before, the night before, still good, reconfirming. And my concern was the instructor wouldn't show up. And many times it has happened. And so what I used to do is run a rerun. I would have our engineer prepare a rerun, and at a moment's notice, we would run a rerun. Well, I don't do that anymore. What I do now is I have my book in front of me. And if the instructor doesn't show up, it's okay. I mean, it'd be nice if the instructor did show up. But if something happens and the instructor can't show up, I just go to the book. It's as simple as that. And I don't. So what I've learned how to do is to not be concerned about public speaking. And I cured myself of that. I cured myself of dyslexia. I cured myself of fear of public speaking. And I just, would stand up in front of seminars. And, and if you know the topic, there's absolutely no reason to be afraid of public speaking. If you know the topic. If you don't know the topic, you ought to be afraid of public speaking because you're going to look like a fool, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very interesting how it evolved. I'd say right now, where you are right now, do you have a favorite topic? I know you have some guests who come on a regular basis, but what's your favorite topic now, given that, and obviously we're in the middle of a pandemic, but what would you say to that?
My favorite topic has never changed, and it is all things preparedness. And my definition of preparedness is having what you need before you need it. It's as simple as that. An example of that would be how many people will open, if you say, are you prepared? I mean, do you have enough food? I'm not talking about you specifically, but, if you're talking with somebody, you guys okay? Think you can, last for a while? Oh, yeah, we're good. We got plenty of food. Plenty. And those are the same people who open the refrigerator to make dinner, and they go, geez, there's nothing to eat. So being prepared is having what you need before you need it. And what I try to do is I try to ferret out as much of the truth in this morass of propaganda, lies, deception, obfuscation, confusion that's out there. And I try to share with our class my take on it, what I think is going to happen, and what I'm doing about it. So I don't just say, y'all ought to do this. I do it and then say, here's what I've done, and here's what you might want to consider. I mean, we rang the alarm bell for getting food. We said that the early, like in January, that the term I coined was the Corona Panic was going to happen. And the Corona Panic would probably be worse than the virus itself because of the shortages that would follow. And here we are. I mean, you can't buy paper products at a reasonable price anymore. Now the price is inflated. If you want to buy latex gloves, rubber gloves that, like you work on an automobile with, exam gloves, if you want to call them that the medical profession uses, we use them in our automotive shop. Well, we used to be able to buy them for about $7 for $100. Now it's double or triple that. Why? Because they can get it. That's supply and demand. And so the supply chain is broken. And we warned of this. So what I probably enjoy doing the best is providing my take on the way I see things and what I would do about it. Not you all do it and I'll do something else. I only talk about things that I do. I talk about things, brands that I like, products that I like, and products that I don't like. And you know what's interesting about that? No one has threatened me. No company has said, you know, you all better stop talking about our stuff and stop bashing us for making a lousy product. They've never done that. Because they know that the only thing that would happen if they did that is I would increase the voltage and increase the current. And I would amp up and bash them more for being, you know, deceptive and building bad products and not honoring their warranties. So those are the things that I enjoy doing. I don't enjoy beating people up, you know, companies. But if they do something that is to the disadvantage or harms the little guy, that makes me crazy. And I go after those people.
And you have had various viewpoints and opposing views on your show. And, you know, I think listeners can make up their own minds about some of the things that are discussed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, generally what I believe there's a finite amount of time that each person has on the planet. And, you know, I'm not saying that it's predetermined. I'm just saying that you get what you're going to get, and that's it. So I don't want to waste time. I do not want to waste time. And what, you know, I was told when I first started radio by the big radio station, hey, Vinny, you know what we should talk about? Hamburgers. Who's got the best hamburgers in Springfield? That's great radio. I said, I'm not interested in doing that. And I didn't realize that what they were trying to tell me is, if you don't knock off, you know, some of your opinions, you're going to be out of here. And they threw me overboard. But because I didn't understand that I wasn't supposed to be talking about fluoride in the water and giving out, you know, the telephone number of the city manager and telling my listeners to give him a call and tell him he's fired. I didn't realize that I wasn't supposed to do that. So I got fired. But what I guess the point I'm trying to make is we are the voice of the little people. That's who we are. We're all volunteers. Nobody gets paid. And we do have opposing viewpoints, but I try not to have people on the air who are going to fight with me. Not that I'm allergic to fights, because that's not the case. I just think time is so short and so valuable that we have one message, and that is the right message.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight,
At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kurt Bertonis is with us, and he's interviewing me, class, and asking me questions about USA Prepares and why we do what we do. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, and just so everybody knows, we did not pre-rehearse any questions or what we were going to talk about, so this is totally sincere and off the cuff from both our standpoints. So let me ask you, change the topic a little, more light topic. I know you're a car enthusiast. I think we, the listeners, all know that. Tell us, what would you say is your favorite vehicle to drive? And then secondly, what's your favorite car to work on?
Okay. As you know, Bert, you've been to our farm. You've been to Virginia. You've been to our farm here in Missouri. You've been to my parents' homes. I've been to yours. And so we've known each other for a long time, and we've worked on each other's cars. The cars that I like, and I've had a lot of cars. I don't think I've shared quite this list with the class, but I will, since you asked. I have I've owned and driven a lot of different marquees: Porsche, Ferrari, Maserati, Lotus, Mercedes, BMW, Ford, Chevy, Chrysler. And the vehicles that I like to work on are the simple ones, the ones without computers, the ones that have mechanical driven systems, like mechanical fuel injection or carburetors. The greater the sophistication, the more problematic I find them, the less I like to work on them. People might think that a Ferrari is just an exquisite, top-of-the-line, wonderful automobile. Well, we have one that looks just like Magnum PI's Ferrari. We have it. It's a 1980 308. It's mechanically fuel injected. It is a race car with a beautiful body on it. In terms of reliability, if it got me there, I would be surprised. If it got me back, I'd be really surprised. We have a tow dolly to bring our cars home because they don't necessarily make it all the way round trip. Ferrari, Maserati are miserable, miserable cars in terms of reliability. Lotus is even worse. We have a couple antique cars, actually a bunch of antique cars. We have two American Motors AMXs. One's red, one's blue. I had it in college. It's the one you know, that blue one with the white stripes over it, the skunk stripes, whatever they call them. That's probably my favorite car of all cars.
And those are probably easier to work on, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've had the engine in and out of that blue AMX 394 speed 13 times. Used to race it at the track. You went with us. We went to the drag strips, out by the university. I like the simple, easier to work on vehicles. I don't like the ones that are so computer complex that you cannot figure out what's wrong. You don't know if it's the fuel injection system or the computer. You don't know if it's the battery or the computer. You don't know if it's electromagnetic interference from the alternator cabling or the computer. It's so, it used to be that if you stepped on the gas pedal, it was mechanical linkage, either levers or cables that would control the carburetor butterfly. Now, when you step on the accelerator, you are stepping on a potentiometer, which is a volume control. It's a variable resistor that controls how much signal the computer gets to apply the correct amount of fuel and air from the fuel injection system and the timing. So it's almost impossible to work on the late model cars. And the newest car that I'm working on is personally in our fleet is a 2004. And I have an old 2004 Chevy pickup truck. It's a full-size pickup truck. Crank-up windows. Rubber floor mats. Basic. It has air conditioning. But it has, nothing special seats. And I love it. And it works great. And I know that if I put the key in the door, it's going to work. I know that I'm not going to be locked out of my car because of some electromagnetic anomaly or a dead battery. I know. I guess my favorite vehicle is my truck. I have a 2001 Chevy pickup truck, short bed, 5-speed manual transmission, V6, real plain. That's my favorite vehicle of all the vehicles.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah.
Well, it's been fun.
Did you learn anything different from what you knew about me before?
Well, it was interesting hearing about the show, and I think I agree with you. Simpler is better in cars.
Yeah. Hey, Bert, it'd be great to have you move right near here, be our neighbor. Why don't you consider that? That'd be great. I'd love it. Bert, thanks so much for being with us and sharing your questions.
10-4.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.